Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Sucks to be you.
Well, this sucks.
I get it. Sucks to be you.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G, and with me today is a very pleasant person that I'm so happy to work with on a daily basis. She makes me happy. She puts a smile on my face, and her name is...
Amy Nichols. You make me so happy, too.
Aw, I love you.
I love you, too.
Are we going to gush all over each other? Because I thought we were going to complain.
Yes.
Okay, so we have some complaining to do, but first, Amy, I wanted to tell you something.
Uh-oh. It always scares me when you... are going to say something I don't know.
Which happens a lot because you don't keep up with the news. I'm not a smart person. Don't get me wrong. But I do consider myself to be somewhat in the know. Not completely. I do want to challenge myself one day against your kids and find out who's smarter, because I'm pretty sure that your kids would kill me. And because I'm sure you help them with homework and stuff, I think that their smartness and education rubs off on you because you forget that crap after get out of school. I've been out of school for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, crap, I hardly schooled whenever I went to school.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really down with the current events, but I think I know some educational points because of the children. Thank you, kids.
Well, this has nothing to do with current events, but it is a study that I saw that said, you've admitted before that you don't like attention, you don't like public speaking, you don't like anything like that, which is why I'm so fortunate that you're willing to do a podcast with me, because you're my best friend and you're so funny. But I found a new study and I know how to cure this.
Okay.
Get drunk. They say that being drunk doesn't change your personality, but it does make you more outgoing. And that is a study from somewhere where I guess they got people drunk. I think that's all we need from the study, right?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, let's be serious for a moment, because things have kind of sucked lately.
It's been a bad week for me. First of all, I do have to say I was mad at you because, being not very outgoing, you made me do a video and I did not want to. I knew I was supposed to, and you were pushing me because you should have. I didn't want to. So I was mad at you, and that sucked. It was sucked that you made me do it. It sucked that I did it.
I have a confession to make.
What?
I was mad at you too, and that's why I punished you by not going to the art show on Saturday, because you told me a couple days ago you were going
to
do the video. So that's the only reason why. You were all for it a couple days ago, and then moment of, then you're like, well, God, I just don't want to do this anymore. And it's like, well, but we already discussed this, already agreed that neither one of us wanted to do the video.
No, you wanted to.
The video's up at kidnation.com. I don't want to be on the camera. I sound a lot prettier through my voice than I do in person. Like, let's keep that illusion and mystery still there.
I didn't want to do it. And you made me.
I'm going to get you drunk next time. And we're going to do a damn video, and you're going to love it.
I shouldn't have been mad at you. I'm sorry. But I didn't want to do it. You made me.
There's a lot of stuff I don't want to do, like wake up every day, but I still do it.
But there are a lot of suck to be me moments throughout the week.
What's been going on with you, Amy? I am concerned.
Well, first of all, I haven't broken the news to my kids yet, but our dream trip, vacation trip, has been canceled. We've been wanting to go. I know. We've been wanting to go to New Zealand over the Christmas break. Just say, bye, family. See you next year. Mm-hmm. But... the reservations booked up too quick and the plane tickets are too expensive, and I just couldn't make myself spend, I'm not even exaggerating, when it was going to be a $10,000 trip when
that's
I was looking at it. Yeah, that's a car, which, by the way, is another reason why life sucks right now. My husband, Josh, his car engine blew.
Been there.
Yeah, a month ago. And we've been borrowing cars from family members this whole time, and now it's just getting really inconvenient. And, so anyways, it just sucks because we need a car, and that money that we could have used for the trip really needs to go towards the car.
I hate that. I'm hoping for you, though, that this trip is just postponed and it's not, it may be canceled for this year. It's going to cost a lot of money, but then that's a goal for you to do one day.
Yes.
Hopefully. I mean, I really do hope so. New Zealand is supposed to be beautiful, beautiful place. And I hope that y'all be able to go one day.
I hope so, too.
And car situations just suck. I blew so many engines back in my day that my parents bought me a car just so I could give them back their car. And then I blew the engine before I got to my new car. And then I blew that engine too. It was just awful. It was just back to back to back. So, I mean, I get it. Car situations suck. But it also sucks for me too. Because I do have a trip coming up. I'm going to Disney.
Bragger.
With my in-laws, my sister-in-law, sister niece, my little niece. It's going to be so much fun. I have said that this would be like a dream of mine because I like going to Disney. I've only been a couple times. But then going with kids.
Oh, the spirit would be completely different.
Yes. And I mean, I have fun at the fair. I have fun no matter where I go. So I'm going to have fun at Disney, even if it's around the teacups and stuff. But sucks for me. I saw this super cute swimsuit. It's a Disney swimsuit. It's Snow White. It's at Hot Topic, which is an extremely young store. And one young girl helped me get it. It was like high up on the wall, so she had to reach up and get it. Well, she helped me get it, and I went and tried it on. It was so cute, and I took a picture. Well, I go to check out, and another woman checked me out. And she was like, oh, my gosh, who are you buying this for? And I was like, me? And then I send my partner over here, Amy, a picture, and I didn't hear back from you for hours. And I was a little self-conscious because I don't like doing the mirror selfies, and I most definitely do not like doing a swimsuit shot.
I'm being really quiet.
Yeah. So I send Amy a picture, and several hours later, she responds with, please tell me you're just kidding.
I'm so sorry. Okay, first of all, I didn't answer the phone for a really long time, not because I was mad at you, which I was, but that's not the reason why that's not the reason why I didn't answer. But my phone died while I was car shopping and I didn't have a charger and I didn't plug in my phone until late at night. I'm sorry. But then whenever I saw it, the reason why I thought it was a joke is because I know you wouldn't wear anything like that in public, but I did think you were going to wear that. I didn't know it was a swimsuit. I thought it was an outfit like to wear to the parks at Disney. Like,
which is it's a really cute swimsuit.
It's great.
Extremely slutty outfit though.
So I know you well enough to know that if it were an outfit, you wouldn't have worn it. But thank God it was a swimsuit. I'm sorry I offended you. This is kind of a first world problem that I'm having. Our schedule is kind of great. We come in early, but we also get to leave early.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is Josh gets off late. That means the responsibility of everything falls on me. So it's not like I get to go home and do nothing. I have to do the cleaning, the shopping, the cooking. It's just never ending. It sucks to be me. Great schedule, but I just have to fill it with something else.
Yeah. I feel like I'm always busy even though I'm not. And I do typically get to take a nap whenever I get home if I'm lucky. And I have to take care of a dog too. That kind of sucks.
I mean, oh my gosh. Okay, sucks to be me. My dog, I don't know what's wrong with him right now, but he has pooped on my floor 3 days in a row. Yeah, I'm really mad.
You don't have a doggy door?
No.
So this is why you leave him home whenever he's home alone?
Yes, and it's hot, and so I can't leave him outside. I mean, there's a covered porch, and we could leave water out, but still, I don't feel right leaving a dog out for 8+ hours in Texas heat. So it just stinks that, is he getting too old? Yeah, it does. Is he getting too old? I don't know what the deal is. I don't know.
He's not that old. I think it's just dogs can get mad and take it out on you that way.
Maybe he felt the tension in the air. My problems.
He knew that you were mad at me. So on your turn, he was pooping on your floor. He's like, you think you're mad about this? Now clean this up. Sucks to be me because I have been obsessively dress shopping Amy and I still don't know what I'm going to get. I have a formal event this summer and my friends and I are adults that like to play dress up. So this
I love to dress up.
This is not my event. This is not my moment, but I'm going to rock it, girl. It's my friend's wedding anniversary party and she found a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dress and she has a longer dress. And after we found it, she goes, you know what, Lacey, I kind of think that maybe you should get a shorter dress because the shorter dresses look good on you and I want to be the one in a long dress. And I looked at her so serious and I was like, I respect your opinion, but we're just going to have to see what I find because this is my moment too.
It's her party.
It's her party.
Okay, so you've shown me a few options that you've been looking at and a lot of them are you've been calling them the mullet dress. So yes. It's short in front and longer in the back. So are you trying to like appease both of like, yes, you want to be a little rebellious and get the long in the back, of course, and then short for her in front. So just like face her the whole time. Don't turn your back.
I love mullet dresses. People call them high-low. I've always called them mullet dresses. I love that because I wanted that as a wedding dress. I wanted this light pink mullet wedding dress, and it was going to be so fashionable, and I was just going to step out and everybody gasp at this hot dress that I'm wearing. But I'd show my husband different things, and he's like, you are not going to make a fashion statement at our wedding. Just please pick something that's like nice and normal.
I think you had a chance to show a little flair. You did like a little feather thing, like a Carrie Bradshaw in your like little hat.
I had some hair thing. I did not do the veil. I don't like veils. So I just had some little hair net and feathers, I guess. I had a cute belt too, and then I forgot it and I didn't.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. And I bet it was expensive too.
Yes. And I forgot to put it on. Just completely forgot to put it on. But I went with more of a traditional wedding dress. But I can't decide what dress I want. Formal dresses are all expensive. And because it's special occasion dresses, like you can't return them. And I don't do well making decisions. I need time to think about this. And I just don't know what to do. So I'm like obsessive about dresses right now because I don't get to dress up like this often.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, Amy, and it's stressing me out.
I don't know.
I need to look pretty.
Yeah.
And I gained 3 pounds this weekend. So shopping right now has not felt good at all. And what the hell is up with dress sizes? Seriously, because at one store, I was between a 4 and a 12.
It's all about the brand.
That is a wide range, though. That is just insane.
I don't like dresses in general. Just I like more of two pieces because I am not wide hips. Childbearing hips means I can have children. I don't have giant hips, but I'm not proportional. I'm not evenly proportioned on top and bottom. So I can't fill out the top of a dress that I could fit my hips into.
Watch the video at kidnation.com. Loose lips and childbearing hips. Check out Amy's big hips on that video.
No.
She was so happy about recording it.
Okay, I love my family, and I like visiting with them, but I want to visit you at your house because it's just a lot of work having company.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do nothing. It sucks to have to, you know, make sure that there aren't cobwebs in the corner. And I'm not a messy person. I'm not a dirty person, but I'm definitely more of a straightener than a cleaner. Mm-hmm. Everything has its place. I never go to bed and something's like laying on the floor, but getting down on my hands and knees and doing baseboards, you know, every week, I'm not that kind of person.
And whenever you do clean, then you always see something that you didn't see before. I'll just see something underneath my refrigerator and I'm like, how is it that I just got finished cleaning and now I'm seeing this crap?
Yeah.
And I'm not a great cleaner either. Like above the cabinets, I have a bunch of cute decor above the cabinets. I've dusted that once. And my husband and I have bad allergies. Maybe that's why. Maybe yeah, I need to be a better problem. House cleaner.
No, but you know, if you're gonna have one person over, this is my theory. As you're cleaning the house anyways, invite everyone you possibly can in the same week so you don't have to clean again for a really long time. That's what I'm going to do.
And you know what really sucks, Amy?
What?
I was out yesterday. I went to go meet a friend for dinner and somebody came up to me and commented on the body part of mine that I hate the most. What is that?
Your hand?
This guy, and I know him, but still, this guy came up to me and was like, he grabbed my hand, and I thought he was looking at my ring. No, he looked at my hands, and he's like, oh my goodness, girl, you need some lotion. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, why do people always feel the need to point this out to me? Not to mention the fact that this guy, his name is tattooed on his stomach. It's Tupac style, so it goes up in the little semicircle.
Right, got it.
But it's in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air letters. So it's in all these highlighted letters. So you're making fun of my hands, and I know what tattoo you have underneath your shirt.
Okay, I do. I'm sorry for anyone out there that has their own name tattooed on their body, but I think it's so funny. My father-in-law has a heart with his own name in the heart. I just think that's hysterical.
You don't like anybody who has their name tattooed?
Do you? Oh my gosh. I think I forgot. I think you told me before. You probably showed me before.
I do, but I was, again, don't ever be like me. If there are any kids listening, I'm sorry. This is so stupid. I'm sorry, Mom, that I did it. I hate all of my tattoos, but I got this whenever I was underage, and the guy could have done, he could have done a legit tattoo. Like, he grew up to be a tattoo artist, but I was underage. I just wanted a tattoo. So I got my name, Lacey, and I got it like, I guess on my hip, kind of.
Yeah,
is that what you would call
hip.
That? Yeah, like enough where it'd be covered up with a bikini. That way my mom wouldn't see it. And so I just got my name in cursive. It was with pen ink, which is so stupid. And my mom did end up seeing it like pretty immediately. And threatened to scrub it off with a scorch pad. She didn't know. So I don't look scarred down there. But one day I was at my old job and I was wearing kind of a shorter shirt and low cut pants. And I walked up to somebody and they go, Is that a prison tat? Do you have a prison tat? And I'm like, no, but I can see why you would be easily confused. Like, it does look like something that I would have gotten in the penitentiary had I have ever been there. It's that crappy of a tattoo. And then I hate my other tattoos. It wasn't called a tramp stamp then, but now it's called a tramp stamp. So I have to live with that big regret. And I have a big tattoo that goes up my leg and up on my stomach. I'm not against tattoos. I just hate my tattoos. And now I'm stuck with them and there's nothing I can do. I can cover them up, but then I'd have to get another tattoo. I'm not going to do that.
No. Mm-mm. What about laser? Have you looked into that?
Next sponsor, maybe.
Sounds painful.
So the moral of this podcast is, Amy hated me, but she no longer does.
Not for a good reason. It was terrible.
You're so shady, so petty. We both hate cleaning our house, so just don't come over. And I think that I might be too old to wear a Disney princess swimsuit, according to the judgmental clerk and my friend who did not seem to appreciate my swimsuit. All right, Amy, I think that's all the complaining that I have in me for now. How about you?
Yep, I'm good. Just be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
Because if not, it would really suck to be us. And Amy, before we go, do you want to apologize to me one more time?
I'm really sorry. I was mad at you.
Oh, thank you, Amy. One more time.
I'm sorry.
Tell me how wrong you were again.
I was wrong, but I you made me uncomfortable. You suck.
Okay, watch the video, kidnation.com. You'll see it there.
Everything she does is so freaking terrible and depressing.